Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Is your wealth. Surviving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Finally, this is Healthy Talk Radio. Diagnosis Hope Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us and being a part of the program. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then make an appointment with me right now by calling 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a free call anywhere in North America. This show is about you. It's about your health and your life. Kick this segment off and go with John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hey, nice meeting you. I was traveling through Nashville last week, and well, back in 2002, I was diagnosed with malignant tumor in the tonsil, and it was radiated and chemo, and I am completely recovered. But
fantastic.
Yes, around, I'm sorry, I'm on the cell phone. I'm hoping it won't break up on me.
Go ahead.
Around 3 o'clock in the morning, I suddenly wake up almost every night, almost religiously at 3 o'clock. And if I don't take one sleeping pill and maybe some ibuprofen, I'd probably be in bed waiting to try to go to sleep again. But that seems to help within a half an hour or so. I go back to sleep until 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm not sure that's necessarily the greatest thing for me to do, but it does work. Do you have any solutions other than the sleeping pill?
Sure. Let me run down a couple things with you. So you had chemotherapy for the tumor, and how many treatments did you have?
I had 30 in a row in the morning. Yeah, 30 of them. For radiation.
Okay.
And chemo was three treatments.
Three treatments, and that's been how long ago?
It's 2002.
All right. A lot of times when the sleeping issues begin occurring and you wake up at 3 in the morning on the dot, that tends to be the rhythm time, what happens is on the acupuncture meridian, which is, based on Eastern medicine, but on the acupuncture meridian scale, then the liver tends to be the primary organ at that time. So if the liver is really pushing out a lot of toxins of the body and that sort of thing, it can wake you up at around 2 to 3 at night, every night. And it's the biorhythm of your body that does that. And so it's pretty simple that, every organ has a time period during the day that it seems to be either regenerating or in the process of working. And the liver tends to regenerate and work around its hardest to kind of help the body regenerate around 2 or 3 in the morning. Now, there's another thing that could be taking into place, and that could be excess levels of calcium in your body. Now, when you've gone through chemotherapy and radiation, you sometimes can get, as a rebound effect, an excess amount of calcium, meaning that the normal calcium that you would eat in your foods every single day could cause the calcium in your body to become elevated. So that's one thing that could be happening. And if calcium gets elevated, it can cause you to wake up in the middle of the night. And that could be anywhere between 2 and 4 in the morning. So there's some what's going on. That's what could be going on. Now, solutions for that are this. You've gone through some pretty serious treatments, which has been really hard on your body. So what have you done since then you've made it through cancer, so what has been your strategy? I mean, I'm sure you've changed your lifestyle, the way you eat, exercise, and all of that, or have you not?
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't really been doing too much. I take the once-a-year exam, and basically that's it. But when you said toxins in the liver, I do have a few beers at night, so I wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't hurt. Maybe the toxins in the liver is probably like my problem.
It could be, and I'll tell you this, just on that note, If you haven't done anything since cancer as far as helping your body to regenerate, let me break this down for you real. This is going to make it real easy to understand. The body regenerates every single day. So each day, old cells die off and new cells form. Cancer cells are nothing more than abnormal cells. That's all it is. And so, you know, that's why the chemotherapy and the radiation and, you know, for some people, surgery, you know, can help as well, because you go in and you do everything to kill the cancer cells. The issue is, what are you doing to give your body the raw materials every single day so we can rebuild good, new, healthy cells? Because if there's a genetic involvement, and with cancer there is a genetic involvement, but it's mostly lifestyle choices. Meaning, you know, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the foods that we eat, the exercise we get or don't get, stress that we manage or don't, all of that, you know, they all play key roles into our overall health. But the eating issue is the biggest one with cancer, because your body makes good, new, healthy cells based on the foods you eat. If you give it junk food, you're going to make junk cells. If you give it good food, you're going to make good cells. You have already had cancer. And so the greatest thing you can do, the greatest thing I can encourage you to do, is to make great choices every single day. And once you had it, you know, that doesn't eliminate you from not having it again. And so, but your choices do. The American Right. Cancer Society said that 2/3 of cancers could be virtually eliminated if people would change their lifestyle choices. That's staggering. But that's good news.
Yes.
So let me empower you how to do that. I would cut out the alcohol, because alcohol is a depressant, and it is hard on your liver. And, of course, you had, you know, cancer in the tonsil. However, the liver, everything in the body, for the most part, goes through the liver. It's the body's toxin center, filtration center. The liver is very important. It's as important as your heart is to pumping blood. And, you know, I'm not saying don't enjoy yourself, but, you know, I would pick to do a beer every now and then. When I say that, I mean, you know, a couple times a month at the most, without being too strict. But just understand that within your life now, I mean, John, how old are you? What is your age now?
I'm 62.
Yes, you're 62. You've lived a great life, and you've got many more years ahead of you. And if you play your cards right and make the right choices, then you can live into your 80s and 90s and beyond and live well. It's very true, but you just have to come to a place where you make the right choices, and the things you eat every day is going to be a big deal. You know, I'm cutting down the beer. I know that's not a big thing probably for you to do, but it's going to be important, the things you're eating every day. So for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, being strategic. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk about an anti-inflammatory diet, and you'll hear me talk about that a lot on the show, because the foods we put inside of our body either reduce inflammation so that our body can make good, new, healthy cells, or it increases inflammation and it causes our body not to be able to do that. And once you've beaten cancer, which I think is just amazing, I love hearing those stories, now you need to come up with a good game plan. And the good game plan is to begin following these principles. It's real simple. It's equal amounts of lean protein sources, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. You know, those are all important. I'll tell you some things daily for you that are going to be important. The things daily would be B12 in the version of adenosyl cyclobolamine. It's an A version of B12. Broccoli seed extract, high amounts of vitamin C, around 5 to 7,000 milligrams. Keep all your antioxidants high. But the sleeping issue, if you will increase your vitamin D, it will absorb any excess calcium. And if you'll take phosphatidylcholine at night before bed, that will help you go into a deep sleep, and it'll help with the liver and how it pushes out toxins to put you into a deeper REM sleep. But with you, my friend, the biggest issue is getting your lifestyle choices solid. Then you'll be on your way to extraordinary health. This is On Call, 888-283-7272.
Hi, Hi, it's Dr. Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you with your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. Yes, I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you live stronger, longer. Remember, I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com and get your free book today. Hi, this is Dr. Asa to talk to you about the world's best protein for longevity called Best Amino. Protein is essential for every cell in your body to function at its absolute best. Best Amino is the highest absorbable protein, more than meat, eggs, and dairy, which may only absorb at 50, 60, or 70%. Best Amino is a proven formula of essential proteins that we all need that absorbs at 99%. Visit bestamino.com. That's bestamino.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, make an appointment right now. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. Way to email come in. Cynthia from Spokane, Washington writes, I've been struggling with hot flashes. I'm only 39 years young. What in the world should I do? Well, Cynthia, it all depends. Several things can cause hot flashes. Could you be going into early menopause? It's a possibility, but very unlikely. You probably could have your estrogens could be out of balance. And there's three main estrogens. There's estrone, estradiol, and estriol. And a lot of times only one of those gets checked if there are any hormones checked by most physicians. So it's good to have all three checked along with your progesterone. And I would have testosterone checked. Get all those done by blood test by your primary care physician. Let them look at the numbers and see what's going on. That is one of the primary issues a lot of times when you're having hot flashes. Now there's another one what you can need to look at is blood sugar related issues. So if you're headed toward diabetes, a lot of times it can mimic hot flashes that are similar to menopause. So that's something you want to look into as well. So their blood sugar, they can check your glucose levels on blood tests, and then also your hemoglobin A1C. That shows more of the long-term blood sugar over the last 3 months or so and how well it's been doing. You want to make sure you keep that A1C. That's kind of the marker they're using nowadays. You want to keep that under 6.0 for sure to stay away from that pre-diabetes range, but I would get that checked out. Now, in the meantime, there is a good overall balancer for women's estrogen that's just phenomenal, and it works very well. It's called Black Cohosh. Been used for many, many years and works very well with women, especially as they get into their late 30s, early 40s when they're experiencing these types of symptoms. So I encourage you to look into that. Your health food store should carry it. The show that's empowering your health. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, give us a call at 888-283-7272. Let's go to Joseph. Hi, Joseph. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Back in 2005 in December, while I was...
Hey, Joseph.
Yes, sir.
If you could speak up a little bit, just okay. Put your mouth closer to the phone. That'd be
there
great.
There we go. I have a cheap
there you
phone.
Go.
Sorry, doctor.
That's all right.
The doctor fixed the phone right off. Now, back in 2005, December, I was poisoned by carbon monoxide. And I knew I was being poisoned for a long time because I had a gas meter that the company gave me. And when I got poisoned the worst, the meter was reading extremely high amounts, 195 to 587 parts per million. And then, you know, of course, I started feeling real sick. And then after I'd gone to the hospital and they give me oxygen, I started feeling better, and I was okay for a while, and then about three or four weeks later, I just started feeling real sick and real tired all the time. My ears were ringing real bad. I had been sick like with colds and flu for a long time during the period of time I was being poisoned, at least for about 2 or 3 months, and it was a continuous illness. And it's one thing after another, just like colds, flus, upper respiratory infections. I had sores all over my body. My hair was falling out of my head by the hands full. The sores wouldn't go away. They wouldn't heal. They kept multiplying, actually. And so anyway, I ended up seeing my doctor, and I blacked out in front of him during an examination. And he said, well, you know, that's not good, and you can't go back to work like that. And since I'd been diagnosed so many times during the course of a month and a half at an emergency room with the carbon monoxide poisoning, I just figured maybe if I'm just out for a while and they just, you know, figure out just exactly what's wrong with me, I'll be okay and I can go back. But sure. I just never got better. I just kept being sick. And finally, I'm going to the hospital now for the past 2 years because I've been out of work for over 3.5 years now, and I've had night sweats and sudden sweats and periods where my seems like my hands and my feet are ice cold, and then my right and hand and foot will warm up, and then my left hand and foot will warm up, and then I'll be okay, and then sometimes I'll just be pushing a cart in a shopping mall or whatever, going to the store, and then all of a sudden I almost black out. I get extremely dizzy. My ears ring constantly, both of them, high, low. It's like pinging a crystal glass, and then all of a sudden it reaches a crescendo, but it just keeps going, never stops, and clicking noises and popping noises. And aside from all that, you know, I started blacking out when I was going driving, and I don't drive anymore. I had common sense enough to stop, but the fact is I started blacking out at stop signs and almost passing out behind the wheel in traffic, and it just started happening walking down the street, here, there, and everywhere, and or my body just jerking and uncontrollably and biting my tongue all night long, and can't sleep. I've had insomnia for the past 3.5+ years. So now since I've been going to the hospital, besides the carbon monoxide poisoning, they're telling me I've got spina bifida coda. I've got, I know I have 2 herniated discs in my neck from an accident over 17.5 years ago. And I have osteoarthritis and Meniere's disease. And they put me on a low-salt diet because I have elevated blood pressure. And absent-mindedness and all these other things just keep going on and on. It's like some kind of, I hit the roulette wheel of nightmares. Symptoms after this carbon monoxide poisoning.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So what I've done recently, and that after the low-salt diet started, that my stomach, because I had acid reflux, I'm taking a lot of pain medication with these other diseases and everything, and the Neurontin 300 milligrams they're giving me is helping control the seizures. I haven't had any blackouts since that period of time, and it's controlling a lot of these other ones. So the
blackouts have pretty much stopped, right?
Yeah, the seizures stopped. It's just that the sweats, the ringing in my ears, the absent-mindedness, and just being tired all the time has pretty much gone on. So what I did was I started to I used some of your advice because I was having a few problems. So I started taking some supplements. And
I'll tell you what, hang tight for just a second. We're going into a commercial break. And when we come out, we'll talk about all these issues from carbon monoxide poisoning. Now it's throwing you into a kind of a tailspin with a lot of different symptoms from, you know, insomnia to Meniere's disease and just all kinds of issues. Let's talk about how to get out of where you are. When we come out of this commercial break, hang tight. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272, 888-283-7272.
Just breathe with Live O2. This is Dr. Asa telling you how oxygen can help you look and feel 20 years younger. Did you know the presence of oxygen is the absence of most health challenges? That's why we're talking about oxygen and Live O2. Go get my free special report on oxygen and Live O2 to increase energy, enable youthful lifestyle, and remove brain fog by visiting getfreeoxygen.com. That's getfreeoxygen.com to get my free special on how oxygen and Live O2 can help you. Getfreeoxygen.com. It's all in the genes. Ever heard that? Our genes are the blueprint of how our own body works. A simple longevity nutritional test can show us our own body blueprint of what we need nutritionally to live our best life every day. Knowing what exact foods that are custom designed for your body is absolutely vital. To get your longevity nutritional test, go to mylongevitytest.com. That's mylongevitytest.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA News Update. When doing the math, the United Auto Workers strike has cost the U.S. economy nearly $4 billion. It cites lost wages for workers and more than $1 billion in manufacturing declines at General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. The damage to the economy by the strike accounts for additional costs to suppliers, dealers, and consumers. Thousands of workers are striking against the big three U.S. automakers, demanding better pay and more benefits. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is working to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his position. Gaetz filed a motion yesterday to force a vote. The move comes as McCarthy worked with Democrats to pass a short-term funding bill to keep the government open, which conservative members of the conference were opposed to. Republicans want much less government spending and point to it as why inflation is so high. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Hours to talk about life and talk about health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can jump in and call 888-283-7272. Check in, get on the phone, and let's get well. 888-283-7272, or visit us online. Going into the break, talking with Joseph. Joseph's been going through several things. One of the biggest things is he got carbon monoxide poisoning, threw him into a tailspin. Now he's been struggling. His ears have been ringing, which can lead to Meniere's disease. And also you've got issues with insomnia, and you've got issues with a herniated disc, osteoarthritis, and go into a little bit of where you are now. You're very tired, fatigued, and what are you looking to accomplish? You want to get out from where you are? You want to just have a better quality of life? Talk to me a little bit, Joseph.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out is, and because I'm not the doctor, and the doctors they haven't finished with me because they're going through so much trying to cover everything. But can a tethered spinal cord cause seizures? Because they haven't told me why I was having the seizures. All I know is that the seizures have stopped since they've been giving me this medication, and insomnia. I mean, it's just like, man, I haven't, with the exception of just piling on the naproxen sodium with the Neurontin and eating bananas and chicken and drinking milk or ice cream or anything I can to try to induce some sleep. I hardly ever get any sleep, regular sleep, normal sleep. I've had sleep deprivation for over 3.5 years. It's driving me nuts. I'm tired
now,
all the time, and it's
but okay,
really worried about
getting
all the time.
You've had sleep issues for the last 3.5 years, but let me ask you, in the last 3.5 years outside of the poisoning, how long has it been since you've been off work? Is it the sleep issues began when the carbon monoxide poisoning happened?
Yes, they started.
Or was that before?
They started. I started having sleep issues just before the acute poisonings, where I was actually falling asleep on the job. I just thought I was sleeping on falling asleep from being overworked or anemia or something. But once they gave me the gas meter, and then I found out I was being poisoned, and the doctors kept telling me, "You'll find another job," for crying out loud. You can't just keep coming in here. Then I realized something's happened to my body, and then after that, it was up to the doctors, and it's just been kind of a revolving door situation with the doctors ever since. I know when there's a side effect from medication, but the problem is all these symptoms started before any medications.
Before the medication ever started.
Yes,
right.
The only thing was wrong with me is a herniated disc and the carpal tunnel in my left shoulder. That wasn't going to cause seizures.
What kind of medication are you taking right now?
Neurontin 300 milligrams, 4 times a day. And I'm taking naproxen sodium 220 milligrams twice a day.
Okay. All right. Let me run down kind of a list of things for you and what I think might be beneficial that can kind of aid in what you're going through. I think that, once you've had carbon monoxide poisoning, the thing is, can the residual effect of that be, lingering? It can. And what I recommend that you do, if you haven't already done so, is to even though it's been some time, is to do some oral chelation, because a lot of times some of the gases can stay trapped in the fatty tissues and the adipose tissue within the body, and it's good to have some oral chelation that will help pull that out of the body. It's important to do that in cleansing on a regular basis. And, of course, your lymphatic system, which is the body's natural detoxification center, it will help eliminate a lot of this, but it's always good to do almost like a cleanse, but it's an oral chelation. And, I mean, IV chelation would have been good right after the poisoning, but you're so far removed from that now, I think oral chelation can be a benefit to you. And chlorella is a really good oral chelating agent. It's all natural, and it just helps the body reduce toxins. The other thing is, now, when you haven't slept in that long period of time, there's several things that can be going on. And remember, in natural medicine, we look at the body three different ways. We look at it mentally, chemically, and structurally. There's three main components to the body. It's called the health triangle, and that makes you look at all three primary areas. So just because you're not sleeping doesn't mean it's a direct effect of carbon monoxide poisoning. There could be something else building up in the body, such as neurotransmitters, which are the brain chemicals that aren't firing the way they need to, and that typically is what affects sleep. And any anti-seizure medication or any medication that they're giving you in regards to that, they play around with neurotransmitters. Matter of fact, most medicines do that. And there's noradrenaline and there is acetylcholine. All of these, if they're manipulated, they can literally change different processes in your body. If you get those balanced, it can cause the body to work very, very well. So there's a couple of things. When you don't sleep, typically, it has to do with two primary neurotransmitters. Well, three actually, but two primary, one secondary. The two primary would be serotonin and then also acetylcholine. Those are the two primaries. Then GABA, which is an inhibitory brain chemical, it is one that has to do with anxiety, and it can also cause seizures. And so there's a couple things you'll want to look into. Now, the best thing to do is to ease into this. If they haven't pinpointed exactly which neurotransmitter is off, I would ask them to run some blood tests to see on that. And also, in the meantime, it's never harmful to the body to play around with taking phosphatidylcholine because it's completely natural. It's a base of lecithin, which is it's completely natural, but it'll help support acetylcholine levels. And the best time to take that is at night before bed, about 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams. And if you're not sleeping very well, it can be an incredible sleep aid. Now, if you were suffering with depression, which it doesn't sound like you are, it would be leaning more toward the serotonin side of things. But usually acetylcholine is the one, it's the culprit. If you just can't go to sleep, you can't stay asleep. Now, of course, medication can be good for a short period of time. You just don't want to do it for the long run. But the phosphatidylcholine can make a big, big difference. The other list of issues that you have, even from the carpal tunnel and the little neuropathies that you have going on, those are from the structural side of the health triangle, the bones, muscles, and the nerves. And chemical things can affect that. But I would encourage you to go to someone that's more of a specialist in the structural side of things. And that would be either an osteopathic physician, which is a DO, or a chiropractic physician, which is a DC. Both of them are incredible at working on the neurological side of things. If there's any type of nerve irritation or inflammation that can be going on causing the, things like carpal tunnel. And let me tell you, most carpal tunnel issues originate in the neck, the base of the neck. That's where the nerve root starts, goes all the way down through the shoulder, the arms, all the way down through the palm of the hand, and that's what causes that many, many times. Herniated disc, same thing, same doctor. You'd want to see either one of those specialties. They can help tremendously with what you're going through. Without osteoarthritis, probably low vitamin D. Most people carry enough calcium. I would get a blood test to check on your vitamin D levels. Make sure your vitamin D running between 70 and 90 on the blood test. Now, Meniere's disease, a whole different animal. Even though you've had that poisoning of carbon monoxide, Meniere's disease typically can be a result of food allergies within the body that cause issues with the ringing in the ears. And one can be a manganese deficiency, where you can take around 100 milligrams a day of manganese. That can be helpful. Just follow those instructions on the bottle. You can get that at any health food store. Ionic manganese is the best, though. It's a liquid, and it's much better than tablets. But then also, wheat allergy, which basically just wheat products, from breads, pasta, cereals, crackers, things like that, all of those can be major issues causing, and really issues within the right ear, and the manganese would be more in the left ear. And the fatigue and that sort of thing is definitely coming from the fact you're not sleeping. I would start there. The adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands, those are, when they get tired, when they get worn out, the things you eat every single day are going to be the things that help create the good new healthy cells. Make sure to follow the anti-inflammatory diet. You are what you eat. That is the foundation. Regardless of all the things that I've laid before you, what you eat every single day is going to determine the foundational basis of what your health is going to bring. And don't forget to add in a tablespoon of cod liver oil for the omega-3 fatty acids that your body desperately needs every single day. We don't get those in many of our foods at all. Thanks for the call, Joseph. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, give us a call. We had an email come in. Sandra from Jacksonville, Florida, writes, I've been struggling with fibromyalgia. I was diagnosed 2 years ago. I'm under a lot of stress, just gone through a divorce. What do you think it could be? Well, fibromyalgia typically roots itself in mental-related stressors. So if you go through an emotional stress, divorce, lose a child, loss of a job, whatever, that's when you see a lot of people get thrown into that constant tissue pain, connective tissue pain of fibromyalgia, that achiness all over, and doctors tend to diagnose that fairly regularly. So I want to encourage you to do this. Managing stress is going to be a real key for fibromyalgia. Fasting one day a week so the digestive system can clear itself out is really big. Anytime you have inflammation throughout the body, so with arthritis, you get inflammation in the joint. Fibromyalgia is a generalized inflammation around the body. Get started on what you eat. You have to increase your levels of vitamin B5. 5, which is pantothenic acid. That is a huge help and increase your omega-3 fatty acids. I would get your vitamin D levels checked as well. Make sure they're between 70 and 90 on a blood test. But the, eating the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, that is going to be a place to start, because until you remove inflammation from the digestive tract, you can't remove inflammation throughout the body.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa to talk to you about the world's best protein for longevity called Best Amino. Protein is essential for every cell in your body to function at its absolute best. Best Amino is the highest absorbable protein, more than meat, eggs, and dairy, which may only absorb at 50, 60, or 70%. Best Amino is a proven formula of essential proteins that we all need that absorbs at 99%. Visit bestamino.com. That's bestamino.com. It's Breathe with Livo 2. This is Dr. Asa telling you how oxygen can help you look and feel 20 years younger. Did you know the presence of oxygen is the absence of most health challenges? That's why we're talking about oxygen and Livo 2. Go get my free special report on oxygen and Livo 2 to increase energy, enable youthful lifestyle, and remove brain fog by visiting GetFreeOxygen.com. That's GetFreeOxygen.com to get my free special on how oxygen and Livo 2 can help you. GetFreeOxygen.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. Here for you each and every day. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website. We can help you. And if you need me to answer in private, of course, we can do that as well. Happy to. So much going on with our company. Our television shows every single day. We want to get you to listen to that, catch that, watch that. It's all a great piece to be able to help you go to the next level with your health and your life. Let's get over to Wanda on the phones. Hi, Wanda.
My husband has gone to the doctor. He's retaining fluid. The doctor says he needs fluid drained off his abdomen. He needs a liver biopsy. He is an alcoholic, and I just don't know what to expect.
Well, here's the thing, okay? He's already got... I know you're worried about him. I can hear that, okay? And I understand. When somebody has an addiction and they're stuck in a behavior, whatever that is, okay? If they're stuck in that, then he's got to get to a place where he can overcome it, okay? And he has to want this. So even though we're dealing with fluid that can be dangerous somewhat to the body, he has to want, because the liver itself is not going to get better unless he stops. You understand that, right? So it's one of those deals where it'll continue to decline unless he's willing to step it up. So he has to really jump in and make a difference in that realm. So I would encourage you to make sure, just to see if he is in a place where he can get some help. If it takes counseling, if it takes support groups, if it takes whatever to get him into a place where he's willing to get better, to not be stuck where he is. I mean, all that really matters. And that's one of the big keys that you have to look at for him. Is seeing if he wants to get into that place. Because if not, it'll just be a spiral. It'll be just the same old, same old, same old, same old, same old. It'll be continuing, and it'll be all the time. So you got to get him to a place where he's ready to get out of that place and really begin to thrive again and do well. So that's a big key. Got to focus. Got to get him focused. Got to get him to a place where he can do well and not be stuck where he is, because it's tough. That's not easy. Where the place he's in is not easy, and the place he's in is challenging, to say the least. So you got to get him to a place where he really do well. And I'll tell you, having a physician on board, whether it's your family doctor or maybe an addiction specialist, it'll be helpful. But he's got to understand where he is with his health too. Okay, that makes a big difference. He's got to understand the level that his health is in and where it's headed.
Because if he doesn't understand that, then that's going to be a whole situation by itself. Got to understand that, okay? And we'll help any way we can. If you want to, we have nutritional type areas that he can look into to get inflammation down in the body. But it's going to take some radical help. He needs physical one-on-one help with someone to really get to that place he needs to, really. Because the fluid in the liver, all that is, I have to tell you this, it's almost secondary. Because all that's going to continue. Those are just symptoms and byproducts of poor choices. His lifestyle is what's ruining his own health. And I know you love him, and I know that's why you're calling. But until that root gets taken care of, that's why I'm a huge firm believer. I think medicine, all we're doing for the most part, is playing catch up. I really do. I think if we can get to you and your lifestyle choices every single day and modify that, I think you can unravel most health challenges that we face today, all the way from diabetes, heart disease, the whole nine yards. I think we can knock out most of it. If I can get your lifestyle under control, if I can get you making good choices, if I can get you going in the right direction, then all this other stuff is just, I mean, again, it's not tough. Medicine manages, and it manages in an amazing way. I'm telling you, it's some of the best I've ever seen. Our school systems, training systems are absolutely amazing. But I think we need to spend more time getting to people on the front end to modify their choices every day. That is the absolute key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jana. Hi, Jana.
Yes, hi. A very dear person to me was diagnosed with HER2-positive breast cancer, stage 3. And I was wondering what you would suggest for that.
All right, it's a tough one, okay? But the biggest thing is that is diet. Diet's going to play a big role in lifestyle choices. So exercise, I would say, hands down, is going to be a big piece of this. And really, 6 days a week is something that you want to start with. 15 minutes a day minimum, start out. Well, I say 12. 12 minutes a day minimum, 6 days a week, is going to be your starting point, and it needs to be at a moderate intensity level. I always say if you're late for a flight or late for a meeting and you're walking, that's the pace you want to be at. It can't be a lollygag, and it can't be walking your dog, okay, either one of those. Get out, get moving, get your body moving, get used to moving every single day. Your body was designed to move. And then eating habits, all right, getting fats up, healthy fats, up to about 30% of your overall diet calories, knowing what the calories need to be, and then there's all kinds of different build up for the nutrition, but you need to get blood work done to find out what the nutritional deficiencies are to lay the groundwork to know what the body needs and what it doesn't. Then you can build a great game plan for overall success and get the body where it needs to go. All right. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com. It's all in the genes. Ever heard that? Our genes are the blueprint of how our own body works. A simple longevity nutritional test can show us our own body blueprint of what we need nutritionally to live our best life every day. Knowing what exact foods that are custom designed for your body is absolutely vital. To get your longevity nutritional test, go to mylongevitytest.com. That's mylongevitytest.com. Hi, it's Dr. Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you with your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. Yes, I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you live stronger, longer. Remember, I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com and get your free book today.
684.